welcome to episode 3 of the Blue Mac Brawl.
Episode 3 of the Boom Mac Podcast. Today's theme is Boom Maczilla. This is Frank the Giant Claw.
Hi, I'm Ren. I'm apparently Mothra. Please don't call me that.
I am Mark Urutsuki Doji.
I'm Man Bear Pig.
I'm Davo. I'm Ghidorah.
Okay, so let's get right into the anime. What did we watch last Thursday?
What did we watch last Thursday? We watched Dragon Wars.
Oh, that movie sucked.
That movie was cool.
It wasn't even sucky in a good way. Like
it was sucky in a good way.
No, it wasn't.
There wasn't really no plot. You, all of a sudden, stuff happened, and you wanted the main characters to die because whoever helped them, they just ran away and let the monsters eat them. They were like just complete bitches.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
my
what?
God.
Since we want to bring in, our guest, let's bring our guest in and see what she has to say.
No, she doesn't want to go in.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Our guest doesn't want to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she does.
Introduce yourself.
Hello. This is Astaria. We watched Dragon Wars at club. It was awesome. There was no plot. The parts where they talked in Korean, there were no subtitles. We had to guess what was going on. That was perhaps more entertaining than what was actually being said.
That had no subtitles.
No.
Not for the Korean parts.
It was mostly American actors.
The problem is that the problem is that the American version, they decided that a narrator giving you a one-sentence summary was enough.
I told you this already. It was a Korean film directed by a Korean director in Korea with American actors.
I also use the term actors loosely.
Yeah, those people sucked. if that plot and that story had been given to an American director, it would have rocked.
No, the story sucked.
The story was awesome.
It did suck.
From what that story has
you
been
obviously
so,
weren't following.
It is so cliche. It's been used so many times.
Some of it was in Korean. We couldn't understand it.
This is based off a Korean legend, which has been around longer than your cliche story plot. So this should actually get precedence in how good the story plot is.
Once again,
Korean. We couldn't understand a word of what the story
was. Well, fine. I'll make my own subtitles.
I agree with Ren.
Yeah,
or,
it could have used subtitles.
Or Cthulhu, or whatever it
is
that your name is.
I would like the better
Mothra.
That subtitles.
Mothra.
I agree with Mothra.
Okay,
Ren.
Well.
Don't even bring that up.
All right, well, now that we've complained about that, let's go to Monday.
$1 style?
$1 style.
Oh, gosh.
I did not expect that to get in.
Neither did I, honestly.
I'm
well, but I had to make
a
tie.
Wonderful new emotion be called being pissed off.
That was funny. Although, it was very close. We had three, kind of going head-to-head with each other, and we had to vote so many times just to get it there.
Six, in fact, in the second round.
In the second round, but in the third round, we had three, and, me
Shauna
and...
Shauna will get in.
It will.
Mark my words, I will make that the final title of my presidency if I do not get that in.
I will vote for it, but first I want to see, Rosario. Rosario plus vampire.
Rosario sounds good.
I'm better than Koikaze again.
No, you're not.
Yay!
Oh.
Did you finally get it?
Yes.
Awesome!
That will not get in.
Mark my words.
It
already got in.
In.
Without your vote.
Part 2 won't get in.
Oh.
I will see that it gets in, even if I have to threaten
Phoenix Wright.
I will threaten to destroy your game if you don't vote for it.
That is evil.
You should promise Flash.
No.
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 I didn't think that...
Let me just make a precedence clear. I do not want to see any more buying of votes anymore.
We don't buy votes.
You did that last Thursday.
A dollar got passed around.
Wicked as anything. And if I see that again, you're automatically votes being tossed out.
Exactly.
I didn't even vote for it.
I don't ever want to see that again, because
that pissed me off more than anything. I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever seen that in the four years I've been here.
He gave the dollar back.
But still, it was being passed around.
No, you're the one... Oh, you would want, two... sort of delayed the vote, and you're like, oh, come on, there's one more person.
We do that a lot.
No, we don't.
You shouldn't do that.
We did that one time.
Just because you wanted to get
your crappy anime. How long have you been here? A year and a half?
Ryan.
No. Bob made sure that's never happened.
Ah, yeah, right.
And so did Spazzy, too.
Yeah, you just wanted to get your crappy anime in there.
It wasn't crappy.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Depends what he brings.
No, he was trying to get, what was it? Master Keaton, or whatever.
Master Keaton needs to get it.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does.
No.
I have no desire to see it whatsoever.
Yeah. There's a reason it's been like 100 and what? How many meetings without the...
150?
No, it's like 117 now.
Still, yeah, nobody wants it.
Yes, they do.
Naeem gave it a shot. He said it made him sleepy.
That was the first volume. The first volume sucks.
So you're not allowed to show the second volume without the first.
Yes, I am. Because it's not a continual plot.
I still don't know what's happening.
Wait, weren't you trying to push the first one on us?
I need to show the first episode so I can introduce the character.
Wait, oh, boy.
So how can you show the first episode as a series and then not show the second?
It technically works for some of them.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a storyline, though, you could technically do that.
Okay.
Like, I can randomly show any episode in there in the Daikon Bros, because that doesn't have a plot at all. Except for the final disc, which I probably should show that one.
We did do that with Melancholia.
But that was out of order to begin with.
Yeah, that was already out of order. That's just how it's designed.
I hope they do that again.
That's funny.
That was funny.
It makes you pay attention.
It's like, what?
Wait, which anime is this?
I'll let you borrow it. You never saw it.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. There's actually some anime news this time.
Woo!
Okay, first of all, I have to do the same thing I do every time. There's no Phoenix Wright anime. That's out of the way. Funimation is acquiring Geneon titles.
Oh, that's not good.
That is good.
No, it's not.
They're going to be continued. That's good.
Funimation is evil.
No, they're not.
Let's just hope they keep the same voice actors.
I hope so, too. Like,
yeah.
Helsing Ultimate, they better keep the same voice actors.
They kept the same voice actors for Full Metal Panic the second raid.
If they don't, I'll kick them.
There's going to be a big complaint if they don't keep the same voice actors from Helsing if they get that title.
That's why I don't like the other season of Sayuki, because they get rid of the voice actors and it's not
like
funny
that.
Anymore.
Oh, wait, so they're making a Phoenix Wright anime?
No, they're not. Not
no.
yet.
Nope.
No, because I know you've probably been mentioning this every week, but I just realized it when I started playing the game, and then it was like, wait, this is what he's been talking about every single
Listen,
week.
Listen,
Phoenix Wright
the moment
anime.
Anyone even mentions that they're thinking about making a Phoenix Wright anime, I will know about it, and I will announce it on this podcast.
Yeah, it'll never happen.
Yeah,
it will happen.
It will happen.
I think the whole
After how many
all
years?
About...
Oh... Well, I don't know. They made a Devil May Cry.
I'm surprised
anime.
There hasn't been one yet.
Yeah,
they make Devil May. Well, that's more Devil May Cry is more suited for an anime thing.
Right.
I don't know how they could tastefully capture the spirit of Phoenix Wright.
If they get someone who's good enough, I think they can do it.
They could have Nabashin direct it.
That would be awesome.
What I don't want to see is what they're going to do when they bring it over here. Who are they going to get for the English voice acting?
I want Crispin Freeman as Edgeworth.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I think that would be the only one that I could think of that actually works off the top of my head. We get Brett Weaver to be the judge.
Also, I have news about the format war between Blu-ray and HD DVD.
More news.
Netflix is dropping HD DVD in favor of Blu-ray.
ADV's using Blu-ray from now on for their titles.
Interesting.
Yeah, I could have told you that Blu-ray was going to win, because just look how DVD won. The PS2, it had it included. I didn't have a DVD player,
right.
But the PS2 was my first DVD player. And also...
Yeah, now that you think about it, it was my first DVD player, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
Same
about you,
here.
Max?
What?
What was your first DVD player?
It was a real DVD player. It was like $20 at Kmart.
When was it?
It was many years ago, like 2002,
oh, yeah.
2001, 2000.
Okay. So I have a question. What's the difference between the Blu-ray and the HD? You know?
Basically, the only difference is the size of the disc and the companies that are behind it. And basically, there's no difference in the disc themselves. It's just the companies that are behind it warring for, you know, it's like VHS and Betamax.
You know,
are the prices different?
Why? No. I don't see any reason why we need to have a format upgrade in the first place, unless your television is the size of this freaking bed.
They're just trying to cash in on money.
Exactly.
That's what I said. I don't want to upgrade my series now that I have.
That's why I'm going to buy HD DVDs, because they're like $20 now.
I mean, the only reason I have a Blu-ray player is I have a PS3. Well, my brother has a PS3. And that's I'm not sure about now, but at one point it was the cheapest Blu-ray player you can buy, plus you're getting a PS3.
No plus.
I mean, technically, I can say for, like, people who need to store stuff, a Blu-ray is a nice option. It's for, like, 50 gigabyte discs. But if you're trying to watch a movie, it's not worth it.
Oh, I also have... I know this is more of an anime-esque game. Mistwalker's Lost Odyssey.
Is that hippie game?
Yeah, it's a stoner RPG.
Stoner, yeah, it's a stoner RPG.
God.
Yeah, where they play White Rabbit during the... And also, they play White Rabbit during the TV spot for Lost Odyssey. I also have more information about that. I think it's in China. But in China or Japan, if you buy Lost Odyssey, you get a coupon for a free Lost Odyssey meal, like burger and fries, at a fast food place.
Nice!
So you can buy the stoner RPG, and your munchies are covered.
Probably because they spent all their money on the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to be starving.
Okay, anyone else have any anime news?
We're still waiting on Code Geass.
What was the episode 18? 7 weeks.
Wow.
According to my countdown from Anime News Network, when it's going to take over Gundam Zero Zero's time slot.
The
8 weeks, so sometime in April, I think.
Yeah, I need to see Code Geass. I only saw the first few episodes,
but you borrow it.
I like it.
It's evil.
Yeah.
What do you mean
evil?
Pretty
good.
It's evil in a Death Note sort of way.
Oh, yay!
That's why I said you should get a computer so you can borrow it and watch
it. I can
it.
Borrow it and watch it on the school's computer. Like, they're going
to
do anything about it.
You have to have Windows Media Player Classic to watch the files that I have it downloaded on.
Mm. Oh, just install it to a thumb drive and stick it in.
That's true.
Wow, you guys lost me on the technical talk.
We'll just give you an uncompressed version and you just stick it on the desktop. Then it saves your P drive. In any case, Oran, the new Oran High School Host Club is coming.
Oran High School Host
Wait, there's a new one?
Club.
Coming out in March.
Oh, that's pretty... I actually like
what
that.
What do you mean, like, new one?
It's a new one, isn't it? I'm sorry. My bad. It's going to be licensed in March.
Oh.
Yeah, it's licensed. It's going to be released in March. The Funimation has it on their website.
I've already seen, like, all of it.
Yes,
YouTube.
But it's going to be in English, so it's going to be interesting to see.
It was funny in Japanese!
Of course it was funny in Japanese. If it wasn't funny in Japanese, it wouldn't be worth
watching.
I'm kind
of leery about the English voice acting for that.
Yeah.
I'm usually pro-dub, but...
Mm-hmm. They might get good voice
actors. The cast they had for the Japanese version mastered that.
Yeah.
It was good. Are you kidding? I love that anime. I can't wait for the manga. The book's going to be... Another book's going to be released soon for it. So I'm happy.
Okay, so is that it for anime news?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. Chickens dance.
We have a lot of video game news. It's been a very fertile time period.
The first news that I have, I beat the second level of Captain Planet, the video game.
My
Yay!
God.
Finally, after a week.
Wow.
And I'm playing Phoenix Wright, and I'm on, like, the fifth case of the first little game thing it has. Awesome.
It was also Ren's first time playing Crysis. Today?
Oh my god.
That's 60 frames per second with 1.1. No, that's never gonna happen, is it?
Never gonna happen.
I'm trying to level my main character up in Persona 3 to level 61. Only 14,539 more experience points to go.
You gotta love when you see hopeless things like that.
I'm trying to get him up to level 88 so I can summon Lucifer.
I love that game. But as I keep playing it, it seems more like a job than an actual game.
Oh, I enjoy it, but it just doesn't have any replay value for me, I think, once I beat it.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Although it is still fun as hell.
Oh, I also have some news on the Wii Virtual Console front. It has no light gun support.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yes.
Let me re-explain that. I think the past week or so, I forgot the name of the game, I think it was Operation Wolf. It's an NES game with you can use the controller or a light gun. But they took the light gun support out of it. I don't know why.
A light gun game does not work without a light gun. Killer 7 proved that. Awesome game. But it's just, it would be even better if it actually had a light gun of some sort. Which is why they should release, like, a director's cut version for the Wii. And I guarantee, because with Suda51's success with No More Heroes, I think a director's cut of Killer 7 would work.
I mean, I understand the point that they can't get the NES light gun, technically, but they can, you know, try with the central bar and everything, make something work, and, like, with a cursor or something.
Yeah, but didn't Nintendo say something about they didn't want to really mess with their virtual console games that much? Like, they don't want to add, like, online
Yeah, but they also
said
they wanted to keep it, like, as close as possible to the original game.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
So, I mean, if they do add, like, a little cursor for Lycan support uses a sensor bar. I don't see the point in, problem with it because some games, classic games, do have that the cursor in it.
That would make it more like the original game.
It would. And I think, you know, you're not going to get it perfect, but, you know, really, what system can get a Lycan game perfect nowadays?
Yeah. Oh, there's been some Saints Row 2 screenshots. I know Saints Row was actually a very enjoyable game to me.
Never played it.
Nope. See, nope. I played one too many Grand Theft Autos. I got tired of that genre.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 4 looks pretty cool.
It does.
I just can't get into that genre anymore. I lost it after...
You're going to be a Russian.
What's wrong with being a Russian?
Nothing, but... Come on, I mean, that is an exhausted story plot.
Wait, what do you mean you're going to be a Russian?
In Grand Theft Auto 4, you play as a Russian.
Or a Ukrainian, I'm not sure which.
I'm not sure which, but...
I would think he would be Russian.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Just because he seems like the mob type.
Oh, so, a lot of people seem like the mob type.
Yes, but mostly if you're from Eastern Europe and you're a mob type, you're either Russian, Ukrainian, or Jews.
What about Italian?
Italians are not from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, but they're mob type.
But they're not from Eastern Europe. We know the person from Eastern Europe.
I know. I'm just making the point that you said most mob are
from Eastern Europe. Eastern. That is
most,
Eastern usually gets cut off at Austria, you know?
Yes, he said most, but not all. I'm just making that point. I don't care about the game.
September 7th, 2008. Spore is coming out.
We don't care.
No,
oh,
you shut up.
How do you not care about Spore?
I want to play
Spore
that.
Spore is awesome.
It looks
Ryan,
awesome.
Ryan, do you want to play Spore?
The hell's a Spore?
Spore is a game made by Will Wright.
And your
right
god!
Now it's awesome.
Basically, you start off as a single-celled organism, and it evolves into a creature, and
that
creature evolves to a tribe, and... But
you're
Spore.
Like a... You're like a god or something.
But the thing is, there is so much customization, what you can do with that creature. You can make whatever abomination pops into your head, and it's easy to do it.
Wait, how did you find this game?
What?
Where did you find this game?
It's coming out for the Mac and PC.
So then,
oh, yes, which means...
So then once you build a... NDS. Once you start...
NDS.
You build a colony, and then once you have it...
What?
Just,
Well, I'm only I don't have a Wii. I'm only concerned about the DS because that's what I have.
Yeah.
So.
Then after you build your you know, it evolves to a colony, and you can do tell what you want to do. Like you want to make an economic colony or a warlike colony, and you can go to other planets and you know, interact with them. Like
I'm making
fight with them or.
I'm making an intergalactic empire.
Yeah, no, I'm making.
Oh,
I'd make mine nice and
get
cute.
It for the PC or the Wii?
PC.
PC.
Yeah,
PC.
No.
My laptop would probably support the graphics engine for it.
Well, since it's being released on a Mac, it might actually support the graphics in it.
You're right.
Well, for my 2004 Dell?
I think so.
Really?
You might be able to do it, because it is being...
I'll challenge your Galactic Empire with my own Galactic Empire.
You actually can meet other people's societies in it.
That's so cool.
Only thing I'm worried about is the space requirements for Spore, like for the hard drive.
Yeah,
I think it's going
to
be.
That's the only thing you'd have to worry about.
It's probably
going to
be like 20 gigabytes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to play. I want to make just these cute little creatures that are cold-blooded killers.
I know that they did this one VG Cats comic where...
Killer, furry woodland animals.
Furry woodland animals are killers?
The tiny bunny with big pointy teeth.
On VG Cats, they made a comic...
Oh, that's no ordinary rabbit!
of a...
Oh my god.
On Spore, he made a race of creatures that they were just, walking asses.
Look, that rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide! It's a killer!
You can make killer rabbits, you can make whatever you want.
I want to have a legion of killer rabbits.
I
want to
make an elder god. Or a great old one.
Cthulhu.
Yeah, no, I hate old people who are in charge.
Other people's things and see if you can cause chaos. Could you imagine if you put Lovecraft stuff in there?
Yeah, I'll have to show you like how you edit these things. You could probably make something very Lovecraftian.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah,
I'd love it.
Oh, there's a new study saying all video games nurture the killing instinct.
Another
cool.
One.
Human nature is
dude,
is
we're vicious on
instinct.
Our own. I mean,
so apparently
the games are
when
a
I
release.
Tetris, I get an urge to kill people.
What's no, no, no. That? You get an urge to stack blocks on top of each other and keep smashing them with a hammer. Like with Railroad Tycoon 2. I have a great desire to go out and build railroads and go bankrupt.
Yeah, so you know, for me, video games, even of violent nature, is a way to release the things that I want to do to people and kill them in bloodthirsty yes. ways.
It serves a... I'm sorry they're being distracted by the photos that are scrolling by on my screensaver.
It's your own fault.
How is it Murray, his own fault?
Move the mouse so it
it's his screensaver.
Well, you guys have...
I blame other internet websites
there's
for...
some personal responsibility involved. You don't have to look at it.
That's true, too.
Did Jack Thompson fund your study?
It's not my study.
Yeah, he's the one here playing Crysis.
Wait, what's happening with Jack Thompson
what's
these days?
Crysis?
Jack Thompson didn't get indicted like he should have on contempt of court.
Bastard.
Okay,
I want him to go to
wait,
jail.
Whoa, who is this guy?
Jack Thompson.
Okay.
I don't know things.
Okay, Jack Thompson is a Florida lawyer who sues everyone who likes violent video games because he's crazy. And when he's in court, he acts very crazy.
He's basically an attention whore.
He's like Alan Shore, except
oh,
less
wow.
cool.
It's really good that he hasn't met us
no,
yet. Otherwise, we would be really screwed.
I said Shore's awesome,
Wright
as I said. He's
Wright.
Like Alan
yeah.
Shore.
Wait,
just
what
awesome.
Song?
They should take Phoenix to Wright should take on Jack Thompson.
That would
court.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I have. You remember that Flash, the Phoenix Wright Flash creator? Oh, I know what to do now.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
What?
There's a program that you can make your own case, and like a Phoenix Wright type case.
Uh-huh.
And we just had an idea to make one involving Jack Thompson.
That would be
as a
interesting. That would be
Jackson.
Interesting.
If Phoenix Wright took on Jack Thompson, that'd probably be the most epic thing in the world.
Well, what happened to Edgeworth? Or whatever, how you ever pronounce his name.
Edgeworth had a cold.
Oh. Edgeworth had a cold.
We don't, well...
Yeah, no, that's because he was too busy, you know, being all tired
witness.
From being anally
there you
by...
Go.
Or the judge.
Mr. Wright.
I think it would be the other way around.
I don't know. He has frills. I have trouble, like, you know... It's the frills that bother me.
It's classy
me.
Frills, you know? It's just, haven't you ever seen that, what's that called? The
but,
French one, the one during the French Revolution?
But during the game, he does this whole, like, you know, he does this whole shy head down thing, and he's like, you make me confused. And it was kind of, you know, all kind of unkish, and it's
he's
like,
the, look, Edward
I don't
is the
know.
One with the is with the dominant.
Unkish? Yeah, I don't know how, I wouldn't know how to put that in words. Unkish. Yeah, I can't say
it. Okay, it's just the correct term. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent. Enough.
Yeah.
Go back to the video games.
Okay.
That was technically a video game, but yeah.
Oh, there's a Puzzle Quest sequel.
Yes. Did anyone here play Puzzle Quest besides me?
Not me.
No.
Once Upon a Time.
Basically, it's like a RPG meets puzzle game. It sounds very, like, awkward.
Yeah, it
but
does.
The RPG elements are real, actually pretty deep and kind of customize your character.
It's like Myst.
No.
RPG and puzzle game?
It's more of a traditional puzzle game, like...
Yeah, it's like Bejeweled, but like with a very good battle system. And the move is kind of like a tactical RPG, how you move around the field and that stuff. But there's a lot you can do, like, make your own spells, like, you can customize your staff the way you want to, capture cities.
Well, you told me it was addictive, and I have Ace Attorney 4 pre-ordered. And I don't. That's gonna be enough for my studies to take. I don't think
yeah.
my studies can take another blow from an addictive game.
This game is addictive. You'll start playing it and you won't stop because it's so good.
Okay, you guys want to do the random Wikipedia article?
Wait. We're not done with video games.
Oh, okay. What? You have anything else?
There was something in the back of my mind, but
oh,
now
well,
I can't really. Well, what about the internet?
That's after the Wikipedia
oh,
article.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Let's do the Wikipedia article then. Random Wikipedia article. With our new lovely assistant Thomas.
No, he's sir not appearing in the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, sir not appearing in the podcast. That works,
well,
too.
Maybe throw something at you.
Fine.
Do you have anything to throw?
Well, it's all his stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to throw...
got a point.
We don't want to throw my pencils.
His stuff.
This one appears to be...
Eye drops.
Yeah,
they want to... There's like a whole thing full of pencils there to throw.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, just click random already.
Well, okay, I'll click random again.
Here, you can write a stamp for.
Oh, there it is.
What's that say?
M7 Aerospace.
M7 Aerospace, what's that, a plane?
is the successor organization to the Fairchild Dorner Aviation, having brought much of the film's assets out of bankruptcy.
Okay, so it's kind of like a bankruptcy helping organization or something?
You know, like, makes aircraft parts.
Oh, okay, so it's like an aircraft... it's like an aircraft manufacturer.
My grandfather, when he was in the Air Force, he had to guard... He was put on a assignment to guard F-71s while they were...
Cool.
...in the, getting repaired. It was called Operation Doorstop.
Oh my god.
That's a little bit revealing.
So he had to, sort of patrol the area, and he was given the order to shoot on sight if someone doesn't give the password.
Really?
Wait,
I wonder
if he
had the same
type
of clearance my grandpa had. My grandpa was a mechanic, and he had, like, S-level clearance. I'm like, what'd you see in there? He's like, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Now you're serious, too.
Oh my god!
Yeah, some of the stuff my grandfather got into, I don't really want to ask questions.
He must have had S-level clearance.
Okay, so M7 Aerospace. Next, what is it?
Mostly Oxford Taxi.
An Oxford Taxi.
It's a taxi cab.
Of course.
May a date of the Second World War.
A taxi cab that was in commission during the Second World... after the Second World War. That sounds interesting.
Cash Cab's a cool show.
It is.
It is. Oh my gosh.
I like when they get people who you know are stoners.
Oh my god.
And they're like, whoa, look at the lights!
Crazy Taxi, I remember that game.
That is a good game.
That was fun. Back in the day.
I had it for
back
the Dreamcast.
The
I did too.
Back in the day, that was a, for us,
was
that's
that
kind old.
Of, I can't remember.
What?
Was it hard to control
crazy
the
taxi.
Dreamcast?
I think so.
Taxi. I don't remember, because I remember hitting all these buttons
I know
and
Cash
things.
Cash Cab.
And...
Crazy Taxi, or
okay.
You don't know
going
Crazy
over
Taxi.
My
head. She doesn't know what Crazy Taxi is either.
Crazy Taxi is a game where you're a taxi driver and your job is to get them to their destination as fast as possible,
no
while breaking
matter
as much
what.
As much road rules as possible.
Oh my god!
And
okay.
You get extra money for breaking different like laws by
can
drifting.
Can you run over pedestrians?
Oh, they jump right out of the way. It's kind of like a driver kind of thing.
What a shame. Aww. Do you have it?
I don't have it. I don't have a Dreamcast with me.
You suck.
Actually,
they have the PS2, don't they?
I'm not sure.
It came out for a variety of systems. I forgot which ones.
Didn't they release it for the Wii?
No.
It did come out on one of the PlayStations. I'm just not sure which.
It had to be PlayStation 2.
Well, that was it was pretty old. It might have come out for the
Wii. No,
there's a couple of them, too, weren't there?
Did I come out on PlayStation 2?
I only remember the first one.
Okay, well, next.
Hit another one. Monfeth High School.
Monfeth High School, huh? Where is that?
It's in Scotland.
In Scotland!
A Scottish high school?
Did they have a shooting?
Was Sean Connery one of the students there?
Do they wear kilts?
Oh my god. Guys, Scotland's gonna be mad at us.
Scotland doesn't download our podcast.
Peru does.
Yeah.
Peru does.
But it might one day, if it hears this.
Well, then we'll just continue to insult them.
We don't... I like the Scottish.
So
I would wear kilts.
I'm Scott-Irish.
I'm part Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm Scots-Irish. So I have Scottish blood in me.
Ooh.
So do I. I've got
congratulations.
Polish, Italian, Scottish, Irish, English, and God knows what else.
You're a mutt.
Yes.
I'm a mutt also.
I'm a mutt.
Woo!
So am I.
I'm a Western European.
What is the high school famous for, if anything?
I'm trying to read through it.
These are kind of lame this week.
Yeah, they've been...
Yeah, whatever happened to ThermCon?
You know what?
What's ThermCon?
ThermCon was the FBI group
Click
that was fighting
one,
the eco-terrorists.
Yeah.
Find a good one.
Oh my god.
Dazbog?
That sounds infuriating.
Dazbog.
What's that?
One of the major gods of Slavonic mythology?
Ooh, this
Slavonic
is cool.
Mythology.
Okay, that's better.
Slavonic mythology.
It's likely a solar deity or possibly a cultural hero.
Is he a communist?
He's a sun god and a cultural what?
Hero.
Hero.
I thought he said a cultural Akira.
That's what I thought
he
said, too.
Oh my god, that's what I thought he said, too.
What are his characteristics? Skip down the characteristics.
He's a sun god or something.
Does he cause pain in any way?
No, I don't think so. If he's a sun god, he won't cause pain.
Sun gods are usually good guys.
They're the pansies.
Yeah, I don't get why.
Because the sun brings life, warmth, and happiness.
The sun got typically
no,
the top
light,
of the hierarchy.
Light is all revealing. It will not let any darkness show. Thus, you cannot keep any secrets.
What about
and
shadows?
If you are e- and thus,
what about
if
shadows?
You are evil, it will shine through no matter what.
Wait,
shadows.
But light causes shadows.
The stronger the light, the stronger stronger the shadow. Have you not played Illusion of Gaia?
No.
No.
I've never even
no.
heard of it.
You know what,
so.
you guys all suck.
Hey, I never had a Super Nintendo, so I'm in the clear.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to explain it to you guys.
Okay, so what were those characteristics of the...
Was it made by Squaresoft?
Yeah, I ain't reading that.
Yeah, we're not reading that.
That's a lot of characteristics. the person who edited this article has done a lot of research.
On the positive note, we now know where to go if we ever have a project on this god.
Okay, let's have another one.
Oh,
I think
another
again?
One?
I think...
Are we going to increase this by one every single time?
I have a good
time?
Feeling.
I know.
Wow.
What is it?
Chairman of the President of the Supreme Soviet of the Pre-Dystrophian...
Let me read it. Chairman of the Presidium of the Supreme Soviet of the... Okay, it's pretty much the chairman of the Soviet Party of Moldavia.
Oh my god!
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's
really
awesome. Okay, now this is
there
cool.
We go.
Okay, what? Any details that worth mentioning?
Probably.
Did you know that Moldavia is actually split into two countries, but no one recognizes the second one?
That's sad.
Where's
well,
Moldavia?
They think they're communists still. Moldavia is right next to Ukraine, in between Ukraine and Romania.
Nothing really interesting, but, you know...
It's a cool name.
The title is almost as long as the article. That's worth noting.
Okay, well, do another one, or is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't want to ruin the luck here.
So what's next?
We move on to tech and the internet.
Excellent.
I have...
Let's talk about IBM's computer.
No, I have...
What?
Good announcement. The anonymous raid on Scientology was epic win.
What did they do?
There was just a mass protest on all the churches worldwide.
Cool.
I know.
Usually, Scientology, they get like 5, maybe 10 people person protests. I mean, I think at the biggest one, there's like 500 people, and they're all in like V masks and.
Wait. So the Scientologists had a rally?
No,
or other churches protesting
Scientology. No.
An internet group called Anonymous.
Basically...
Oh, Anonymous. I remember them. What else did
Anonymous from 4chan, the B-board.
Aren't they the ones who are on the news?
They're not from 4chan. They're from E-Bomb's world.
We are Anonymous.
Yeah, they were on the new, like, Fox News 11.
Okay, first of all, you forgot to mention something huge. The podcast is now on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, the podcast is now on iTunes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So please, just go to iTunes and search for Boomac, B-U-M-A-C, and you'll find us.
And you see the nice red explicit tag next to it.
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, since we're still new at the whole podcast thing, if you guys want to leave some nice comments about
or
how we can improve, just...
Or any
nice
comments.
Nice comments of how we can
any
improve.
Any comments is welcome about the
Dude,
podcast.
Dude, if there's going to be any comments, they're going to tell us, you know, go F ourselves.
You guys suck!
We can read them, too. That's great.
We're like in our own bridge series. Yes, we should read the comments.
Hey, guys, I just realized something.
What?
We haven't said it, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Fuck!
Oh.
Now we're explicit.
Woo!
So you're just taking it upon yourself to give us the explicit tag.
Look, you guys said fuck last time. I didn't get a chance to say fuck. Now we have 3 fucks. So, no, 4.
4.
So now we're R. Now we're worth talking explicit.
Is it more than 1 you get R?
I think you're allowed to say it up to 3 times.
I don't think it's... I think it's 1.
I think it's 3. I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'll have to check.
I mean, I think in a television show it's only once.
I don't think it's any television show.
Some television shows have fuck.
Actually,
no.
the ones like on HBO and
that don't count.
That doesn't count.
Deadwood is awesome.
TV.
Deadwood is awesome.
I don't have HBO because my family's too cheap to spring for
me
it.
Me too.
Wait. Same here. What about Cinemax?
I don't have that
I don't
either.
Have that
no,
either.
It becomes Skinemax.
I really like Skinemax.
Oh, my
Skinemax
God. Skinemax is awesome. Skinemax. It has soft porn.
I know it does.
Porn.
I used to get that free every once in a while.
What? There's one show called Siraj Leo, and it's just random women and random men, and they're trying to figure out what the name means. They don't know what a Siraj Leo is.
Oh, speaking of porn, you know what I find funny?
What?
Pornographic names for popular movies.
There's tons of them.
It's funny.
Yeah, I know.
The MiG went off 300 yet.
Is that, let me guess, that's is that the one where they try to do the most of the guy with the most women possible?
I didn't see it. I'm just asking if they did.
Well, I know this came before 300, like, but he in the show.
Okay, if it's before
386 women.
It doesn't count if it's before 300.
Yeah, but 300 ripped it off.
It doesn't count. No, it didn't. You shut up about 300.
300 is awesome.
I know.
There's half naked men. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
You
for
know
me.
How to
half,
go,
half
you know
naked.
How to focus
I'd
on
say
the
three
right
quarters.
Things.
After I finished watching that, they made me want to fight someone.
Yes.
I like the big golden evil dude who used
slaves
as footstools.
Oh my!
That's
God.
The hands
right
on
there.
The shoulders.
That boy's a baller right there.
It is my divine power. Come
Leonidas.
I have
like a shoulder massage.
That was kind of gay, but
yeah. Well, he's supposed to be the whole androgynous god king.
He's a 9 foot tall black dude with piercings everywhere.
With a really,
Dennis
really
Rodman.
Deep voice.
Wow.
Oh wow! Dennis Rodman could have passed off as Xerxes. Yeah. Wow. No, wait. He's not quite effeminate enough, but yeah.
He did dress up in that wedding dress the one time.
What?
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
No,
did he marry
I
himself or something? I don't
oh,
remember.
No.
I don't remember.
I like that one episode of South Park where they make fun of 300.
Oh, yeah. They had
this
it on TV last week.
Last Bounce!
That was on TV last week.
I don't know how two women could make love unless they sort of scissor or something.
Wow.
Okay, another tech topic. Before we talk about your computer, I want to talk about a computer that I saw on Kotaku I thought was really
oh
cool.
Oh my god, this is so awesome.
They got a taxidermized beaver.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It's a computer
casing.
I
already don't want to hear this.
It's a computer casing. It has a red a power button on it.
Oh, yeah. Is it the nose?
No, it's on the stomach.
Oh, that's stupid.
Oh,
it would have been better for
yeah.
the nose.
It's a beaver.
That's creepy.
Beavers have noses.
I should have gotten the fox that scared me. I want to make that into a computer.
Would it fit?
No!
Should make it into a doorstop.
No, because that would get stolen.
Actually, that is not the object in my childhood that scared me the most. The one that scared me the most was not even intentional. My mom had this doll.
Oh,
that
no.
Dolls are creepy.
And it was like a life-sized little girl doll.
Oh, that's even worse.
And no, that's not the worst part. It went against the wall with like this, like it's up against the wall with its
oh.
hands over his eyes, over her eyes.
That is the scariest thing I think I've ever heard of.
And it has no face. There's no face on it.
Oh wait, oh wait, you mean those children that
yes.
stand by the wall? And,
yes.
Oh my god,
oh,
they're so fucking creepy.
I had nightmares.
When my grandma died, she left all those lifeless porcelain dolls to my sister, and the first time I came back from college, they were all in my room. And they were all upon my like, this shit gotta go. I put it in my dad's computer room. I couldn't take it, because at night, when you just see like the light from the moon like reflect off, I'm like, oh, this gotta go. I turn the lights on, I'm like, I can't take this. This scares shit out of me.
Okay, Max, you have...
IBM is trying to create a new computer that will control all the internet in a centralized port.
It'll also run Crysis at high quality, at maximum
at
quality.
At 60 frames per second with on the 1.1 patch. That's what we think, and we hope.
Well, as long as it doesn't crash in Crysis.
Like I say, I actually run the 1.1 patch very well until they release the 1.2 patch.
Well, anyway, let's go over the specs of this computer.
No, we have to talk about this IBM computer. They're trying to centralize
right,
the internet.
Right, but let's talk about the
yeah.
specs of the computer.
What are the
how
specs?
Crazy
oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what the actual term is because I've never heard anything higher than a terabyte in general terms.
I think like petaflops?
Like petabyte?
Petaphile?
Yeah.
That's like what came to mind.
I think it is actually petabyte.
No, it's a B. It's B.
No,
B?
I'm
it'd
pretty
be
sure
something.
It's petabyte. I remember reading about it. 32 petabytes.
We need the internet.
Okay, well, regardless of what it is, I think it's like terabyte times 1,000 times 1,000. I'm not sure.
It's like 1,000 more times the terabyte, which is crazy. And
if you go to, let me think. Oh, I know. Just go to arcadeathome.com/forums. There's an article on there in that.
He's not going to do it.
Of course not. Go to Google and just type in IBM new
anonymous
computer.
Anonymous person in this podcast.
And it's supposed to have like a 32 million core processor.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's like the most powerful computer they've ever planned.
What I want to
it's
know,
like a modified supercomputer, pretty much.
What I want to know is how they're gonna fit everything.
I think it's about the size of this room.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
But how can you... No, I just... 32...
Well, a supercomputer doesn't really need all the fancy spacing that ours do.
Maybe the King of America is going to steal it.
That would be fun.
Because I actually visited a supercomputer in my time, and it was pretty big. And
oh, yeah.
Well, I also have... Oh, Vista Service Pack 1 is being released.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No service packs.
551 bug fixes.
That's,
ouch.
That's like, a drop in the bucket.
Like drop in the bucket. They have like a million more to go.
When I was reading the tech news today and I just saw that, a tear just went in my eye. That's how sad it is.
You know.
And 75 of those bugs were from Internet Explorer. The browser that is packaged with the operating system. Please, if you're listening to this podcast and you do not have Opera or Firefox, do that today.
Internet Explorer is not that bad.
Shut up.
Unlike Firefox, I can actually rip YouTube
Internet
videos out
Explorer
of it.
Internet Explorer is Satan.
It is Satan.
Okay.
Well,
so, okay.
I've used it all my life,
you can rip
so...
YouTube videos out of it. That's cool, but...
I can rip any Flash object out of it.
It doesn't matter. It's still awful.
Why
the
is Firefox awful?
There's nothing wrong
is
with
the
it.
Awesome.
Firefox, you know, the only use you have with Firefox is you have to get annoyed whenever you want to download something that downloads to your freaking desktop. And then you have to go through and figure out how
to
change the path.
I know Opera, you can change the path whenever
you want. I
have Opera
as a backup.
I like Opera.
See, I like to have multiple browsers so I can keep doing shit, even though, and it fools the websites. I can go into a chat room with four different personalities because I have Netscape, Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Opera.
Oh my god.
Why do you have Netscape?
Because it was just
that's
there.
That's my question.
Netscape sucks, though, so I don't use it.
Why don't you just uninstall Netscape?
I'm too lazy to.
Wow.
Oh, they're starting to hack the Wii with the whole Twilight Princess Wii hack.
Yeah, they found a hack that worked in Twilight Princess, so you don't need a mod chip for your Wii now, apparently. You need to use Twilight Princess.
Well, that's fine. At least Nintendo can't do what Microsoft's doing and ban everyone on the server.
So now, basically, you know, they can put Linux on your Wii, potentially, using Twilight Princess.
Oh, did you guys ever see the video of Adolf Hitler getting his Xbox Live account banned?
Oh my gosh, we have to show that. That was an awesome video.
What?
But bring it up,
no,
please.
No. You can't really understand it. We'll watch it after the podcast.
Okay, fine.
But it's Hitler getting his Xbox Live account banned. They're speaking in German, but they have like fake subtitles up.
I love putting up fake subtitles.
Well, I can tell you what they're saying anyway.
You know, back in the 70s and 80s, they took Chinese and Japanese films, like ninja movies, and they just put... they just dubbed it over however they wanted, or they put on random subtitles that meant
nothing.
Oh my
god.
That
sounds awesome.
Have you ever seen, what's that movie, Kung Pao?
Yeah.
That's what they were parodying. The fact that they pretty much put whatever
god.
They wanted on it.
Did that movie make any sense at all?
No.
No.
It was an entertaining movie.
I like the intro to the new, that Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged movie, the season 0 one.
Corn
corn
on my mouth.
She has a Wii.
Machine.
Wait,
I haven't seen it.
I have a Wii. She's packing heat.
Frylock's high again.
Hey, yeah.
Chikia, the other movie.
Oh, I have some miscellaneous news here. Apparently, there's been some talk that I look like a criminal.
He does. He really doesn't, I don't think.
She doesn't think, but everyone thinks I look like an axe murderer or I look like I got in a knife fight.
You could
pass
for an axe murderer.
Okay.
If you were put into a lineup, people would pick you randomly.
Yeah, my sister said you look like a serial killer.
I don't get what everyone's... I don't see it.
Okay, Frank cut himself shaving over the weekend. And now...
Nobody believes me.
Yeah,
I do.
He,
why would you lie?
Because he
why
said he was in a...
Because he's an axe man.
He said he was in a knife fight, and everyone believed him.
I wanted to see if people would believe me.
I did for about 2 seconds when you told me, and then I'm like, what would he have been fighting in a knife fight about?
It's a turf war.
Turf war.
We don't even have games on
who
campus.
Who gets this side of the hallway?
That'd be pretty funny if they had a fight.
Well, it was
on
the weekend, so he was actually at home.
Any suggestions?
For what?
how to make me not look like a criminal in case I wanted to not look like one.
This is
like,
what miscellaneous news you have?
Number one.
We're getting cut your hair.
No, no, no. Stop wearing metal shirts.
Yeah, that could be a...
You know, when you see
and the black shirts, too. The black shirts gotta go.
Now, the black shirts
really
are fine.
Nice button-down. Button-down and a little pullover.
Oh, I used to wear...
Oh, and then he'll get beaten up instead.
Then he might look like a child molester.
So that way, maybe you should just stay with the black.
Actually...
You know, when you see someone, like, skull every day...
Not every day.
Okay, almost every day.
Every other day. Yeah, I mean, now he's got The Legend of Zelda. I mean, and who doesn't like Zelda?
I like the music. Do, 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 do.
Oh, did you see that that one music video of Legend of Zelda?
Well, excuse me, princess.
Oh, God.
That one?
Oh, the one that's like, Link comes to town.
I might have.
Have you played the Link? Have you played the Zelda's dating sim game?
No, I've not. No, we're not talking about
you
it.
You need to play that.
I am not playing that.
No, no, no.
I'm
serious. You need to play
that. It's my favorite one. I like when he goes to the dark world and he can, like, capture fairies and bottles and, like, cut up shit. The sword just goes...
Capturing fairies and bottles? That sounds...
The heck?
Like,
you know that?
Actually, I do have some button-downs from when I used to work at GameStop. And I must say, I did look quite dapper working there.
With a hat, perhaps. I could see you wearing a hat and a button down and maybe a tweed coat. Yeah. You could spin a cane and walk down the street.
Okay.
And sing. You know, break out in the song.
Dude, just stick with your shirts. Be comfortable as who you are and don't care about how other people judge you.
I like how you were dressed up for Halloween. You should dress up like that more.
Yeah, you should. That
works. With your pimpin' cane. It was amazing.
It was.
Oh, I won that Halloween contest.
Yeah. Well, there was no contest, I don't think.
Yeah, that costume cost me, like, $10.
It's amazing.
I dropped 40 on my pimp costume for my freshman year when we had the Halloween party in Freddy D.
Oh, but I have news.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you won't like this. You won't care.
Is this real news, or can it wait till the porn section that we're inevitably going to have?
Porn.
Gosh.
Okay, it can wait.
But it's technically about the internet.
The internet's only for
the
porn.
The internet's over.
Yeah.
Oh. Go, wait, when did that end? We ended up going off with some random babble on accident.
That's because this is a podcast. That always happens.
So yeah, it's supposed to happen.
What's your news?
Well, I know I complained last time that Pixie Sticks was gone, but it is back. But you will have to, like, Google the sucker, because apparently there's a website with the exact same name.
Google Cache. Google Cache is your friend.
Oh, TV Links isn't back up yet. I'm waiting for
it. Is that the one
it.
Where the guy in Britain got arrested for streaming stuff? I loved that site.
That was a great
site.
I
watched back episodes of House and Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh my
god!
I used to watch Xena.
I used to watch, like, Xena, Hercules.
Oh
no,
my
I never
god,
did really
I don't
understand.
Remember
were those two lesbians?
Xena and Gabrielle?
Yeah, I'm really kind of
technically, technically, no. Technically, they are bi, because don't forget, she was with a guy for a long time, and she has a child. Gabrielle did, but she was implanted by Dayhawk, so that doesn't count.
Oh, I remember that.
And her name was Hope. And then they died and went to hell. You know, they died several times.
That.
They died several times.
Wasn't Bruce Campbell Ares in that? In Hercules?
I think
he may have been.
He was really, whoever
he was
someone. Was really hot.
Bruce Campbell is, he...
No, he played,
Who did he play?
The thief guy, what's his name? Autolycus.
Oh, Autolycus.
Master Thief.
Yes, he played the Master Thief.
He was the Master? I didn't know that was him. I remember, I like the one where he got locked up with all the, like, the 104 locks, and he's like, oh, this is gonna take me all at 1, 2, 3.
Did you guys ever, see that show? It was on for a few episodes, Jack of All Trades?
Yeah.
I think I might have.
No.
Bruce
no.
Campbell played, a secret agent during, no, it wasn't Clone, he was spying 18, on,
it was early 18.
He was spying on this island that was under Napoleon's rule.
I might
wow.
have seen that.
The fact that you just mentioned Jack Walters, the only thing that makes me think of is Tsukishō, I mean. It's a yaoi, sort of.
Yeah.
They don't go into detail, which
well,
says, but it's based on an RPG anime dating
every
game.
Let's say this
comes
for the porn
back
section.
To yaoi.
Exactly.
It does, although I really wish we have the game in America, because that would completely rock.
That's
Now I forgot what news I wanted to bring up.
I could say something to her about that, but I don't want to encourage
the
it.
Face that
what?
We'll
beat you up
you
after.
You probably find English translations on it because there's places that sell that stuff.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to do that. I'm computer stupid. So
you can find them easily. You just go to
we'll
JSTOR.
We'll make him do it
yeah.
for us, or we'll try to dress him up like Potter and sell him on
have
eBay.
You seen, have you seen
I
that?
Could go on that computer and find it in 5 seconds.
Because have you seen Tsukisha?
No.
I have
I'm
the whole
sure it's amazing.
It really
I
is. Oh my
that.
God.
I'm not
it has
ask.
Alter personalities involved.
That sounds
I've seen
awesome.
A lot of ads and new types for that stuff.
Although, strangely enough, it was never translated into English. It's only subs.
Those are the best kind.
Yeah, you're only going to get it subbed.
Yeah.
It's as if America's mocking the whole, like, just...
I'm tempted to get the Bible Black game.
Max has the Bible Black game.
I don't know, though.
It's cool. You get, like, 16 different ending possibilities.
I don't know, though.
You get to kill yourself in at least one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I don't know, though.
There's sex. So don't say you don't know, though.
I can't really say, because
no,
it's always
you're
fun
way.
To get the
it is fully
up.
Voice acted.
Oh my god.
The porn game is voice acted.
The porn game came before the anime. It was the highest budget
oh
game ever.
Oh my
you know,
god.
I've already corrupted Ryan enough by showing him 4chan.
I thought his name
yeah.
was Octavian.
No, we stopped calling him Octavian because he doesn't mind his real name.
Oh, okay.
There's like 1,000 of them. No one will know who
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I know everyone else has fake names. I think.
Could just be another fake name too.
Yeah, good
my
point.
That's just what I call
fake
my
name.
Safe.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, if we had someone smart, they would realize that it was your actual name.
Enough people call me Frank that it probably, you could probably use it as my real name and still find me.
When I was writing up the list the other day to send in for us to get money back, at first I wrote your name as Frank, but I'm like, you know what? That's not his name. And
oh
I had to change
god.
It.
Oh my god.
That'd be a bad thing.
It's not Frank.
It's Frank.
You thought his name was Frank?
Yeah. Don't say his name on the podcast.
Yeah, Kira could be listening.
Kira
could oh yeah, Kira!
No.
I made a promise.
No.
This is Fred right here. I will somehow get you his full name and pictures that you can
I know his
go
name.
Off him.
Fred? That's not my name.
We need to get his picture.
His name's Mike. Oh, fuck.
My name's not Mike either.
Oh, it's not?
It's not Mike.
Who are you?
Actually, I used to be called Mike once.
Did
I,
you?
My nickname was Mellow Mike in high school.
Okay
early
so,
high school.
What the hell?
Let me go over his nicknames. Fred, Frank, Mike, Durf, Mead King.
Mead King is one of my favorites.
I was known as Pang the Tank.
What?
I don't
as
know
what?
Why. Hank the Tank.
Hank
the
Tank.
It makes you sound like a porn star.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your real name?
I'm not telling you. Yeah,
it's
you're
on the air.
One.
You're the one who was just trying to tell Kira who he was. He's not going to
yeah.
tell you.
Oh, and also, I used
well,
to be
I
called...
promised him I would tell Kira. I'm not going to lie.
I used to just be called the Beast.
I just stabbed myself with a pencil.
Maybe Kira made you do it, and then you're gonna
well,
die.
Of lead
Max.
Poisoning
graphite?
Yes!
My real name is L. Lolliot.
L. Lolliot? That's awesome.
That's a spoiler alert. My brother doesn't watch any fan subs, and he's really into Death Note now.
You should just key it up.
No, I'm not. Oh. He does not want to talk to me about anything, and he's staying away from the internet now.
I'm sure he is.
Just take him to a bookstore and show him the manga section. Pull out volume 12. No, pull out volume 7, open up to the middle of it, and show him what happens.
Wait, what's that
Because that's
again?
How it ruined it for me, because I went and I looked at the manga, I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't see that.
Wait, what happened in volume?
We can't say. We don't want to spoil it for the pod people.
You're telling me when it's over.
The listeners, the pod people.
Yeah, we'll tell you when it's over.
Yeah,
okay,
you make it sound like aliens.
We did spoil
Helsing
a little
people.
Bit last week.
We also spoiled,
we spoil many
Super
things.
Smash Brothers Brawl.
How can you spoil Super Smash Brothers Brawl?
But then again, there's so many leaks in Japan, you know, it doesn't even matter.
The first day you play it online, it will get spoiled for you anyway, so.
I want to play a Solid Snake. That's all I want to do.
I want to snap people's necks at Solid Snake, but I don't think Nintendo will put that in there.
No, they won't.
Snake's final smash should have been Fox Die. You view Kirby, like, ow! grabbing his heart. Or whatever he has.
The squishy pink thing.
Have you ever seen the Kirby anime series?
No.
Yes.
I don't hear that.
Right back at
oh
ya.
Oh my god.
No, I don't watch that type of stuff. I am
no.
immune to that.
I don't even get how that could be even made.
I saw this one
VG
Cats comic where
it's like Sonic the Hedgehog the anime.
This one comic.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any better.
Sonic is actually a pretty good anime.
There's one
semi good, but Kirby, I don't know. I saw like the one on 4Kids TV, so I don't know if it's like a suckier version.
Kirby
but...
put
yeah
on 4Kids.
Yeah.
When?
A while ago.
Can we please go in a. This is me speaking by myself in the sense of parody, so it's, I'm not held accountable for it because I'm currently temporarily insane. We should go burn down the 4Kids building.
That is not our policy at the Boom Mac podcast.
No, we are not associated with him in any way.
We're playing an act of terrorism.
What are we burning down?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. We are
sorry,
not.
Zoning out.
That reminds me.
We were talking about
and
4Kids
when we finally get
TV.
Around to doing a fan parody, we have to go and attack 4Kids on it.
I saw this one comic on VG Cats. It had Kirby, and he inhaled a prostitute. And
oh
it showed
God.
Him looking at a mirror in like a very harlot-y dress with herpes.
Oh my God.
Oops.
Oh wow.
That's pretty cool. Oh, wow.
I'm just looking at you.
In other news, I'm running for president and the polls open tomorrow. It's on the BloomU Today page, so any BloomU
Nobody cares.
Any BloomU students out there, go to the Today page and vote for me.
Actually, it's going to be, by the time he posts this, it'll probably be too late to vote for you anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're giving away your identity.
No,
yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. I don't know if some of the stuff you
it
say
doesn't matter.
Might be used as
Wait.
Bad incriminating
evidence.
Oh, yeah,
evidence. Bad incriminating
evidence. Are you the treasurer?
I'm running for,
Wait, where are you the treasurer, though? Who's the treasurer?
Treasurer of what?
Treasurer is Big Daddy Troy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Troy Showers.
Okay.
Yeah, Troy's been my CA. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is pretty fun.
They've all banded together and are running together with allegedly more experience, although the person who is running as president, the other person who is running, seems to have little or no experience at all when compared with you.
That's true.
Mark.
Mark. My
Mark.
Okay, you know what? Let's drop the pretenses for this portion of the news. I'm allegedly going under the name Maximilian Vandermark Geary for the polls. Vote for that name.
So, Kira...
Like I said, it's going to be too late to vote for it anyway.
Who cares?
Wow. Right. And we have his picture on the poster.
Yes.
Kira can come here and grab one of those flyers.
But it's not my real name.
Maybe if Time Cop listens to this, he can travel back in time and vote for you.
Look, I don't want Van Damme voting for me, okay?
Who wouldn't want Van Damme voting for them?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is going to fight Bin Laden in the octagon if
Huckabee wins. What do you mean, like, that's not your real name? Even if it's not your real name, Kira has, you know, Misa. As long as you have your picture out there, he's going to get you.
Which,
because the only person who knows my real name is dead because it's all on my foreign birth certificate.
Yeah, except, you know, once again, Misa has... You know, the Shikigami eyes, which can see the real name, so even if you have
but
a fake name and hide it.
She'd have to see me.
Or your picture, which you have hung flyers all over campus.
That's not my real picture.
I don't think you can do it by
yes,
looking at
it. Yes,
you
can. It says so in the death note.
Yeah, picture.
Are
it says
serious?
So in the death note.
Yeah.
It's one of the rules.
Yeah.
And they never said that in the TV show.
I know, that's why it's in the book. I'll show
it's
it
It's in
you
the
later.
Book, yeah.
Which candidate that's has fake. Wilford Brimley on their side?
For what?
For a presidential candidate.
Ron
was that,
Paul.
That wasn't Ron Paul. I think it was McCain.
I don't care about McCain. I care about Ron Paul.
But
Ron Paul is awesome.
Whoever has
vote for Ron Paul.
But Wilford Brimley.
Or don't vote
I
at all.
I think Jack Nicholson is endorsing Hillary Clinton. Isn't he?
Oh, well, he's just crazy. No one cares about him.
Did you vote for Barack Obama?
Admiral Akbar is endorsing him.
I don't like Barack Obama.
That's
I don't
you vote
think
for
he has
Admiral Akbar.
Every time I turn on the thing and listen to his speeches, he says absolutely nothing in it. He talks about change, but he doesn't say how.
The
and
only reason he has a chance is because he's a black guy. That's the only reason he has a chance.
Wow.
Well, he has 4chan by his side.
Yeah, he's...
Well, I mean, the reason Hillary has a chance is allegedly because a bunch of women are going to vote for her. But apparently the number of women voting
so.
For her has dropped significantly, and more men now are voting for her
My
than
My dad
women.
Attributes Barack Obama.
Wow.
It's because she promised
to
striptease in the Congress.
Wait, what?
She promised...
Not you, him.
If Oprah ran for president, she'd win.
Oprah? Oh, I...
Yeah, she'd steal the vote.
No, Oprah's endorsing Obama.
I think she's a secret, Bond villain.
Yeah.
I think she secretly joined the Black Panthers at one point.
I like the Black Panthers. I think they're
You're a traitor to your race.
Okay, yeah, I don't like white people that much.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks, Frank.
The wow.
Well, I like white people. I just don't like the whole WASP, like, you know, upper class kind of thing.
What are you talking about?
Okay, who in here is rich? Raise your hand. I didn't think so.
My family's going bankrupt again, so we're
again.
So yeah, no.
Yeah. There's no wasps in here, Frank.
Okay.
I might technically qualify for one.
We'll shave your head after the podcast and throw you out naked into the snow.
My parents make a lot more money than I originally thought.
Oh wait,
they
is
did.
It still snowing?
Which explains why we have a lot of nice stuff in our house.
Is it still snowing?
And the fact that I'm not paying the car.
He doesn't
want
to move.
Look out the window.
You didn't realize you were rich and you're not paying to come here to school, yet you didn't realize you were rich? What is wrong with you?
You're not technically rich, I say upper middle class.
Everyone considers themselves upper middle class because no one wants to say that they're rich.
Poor!
You're poor.
Why does Gandalf have a shotgun?
Because he's multi-class.
It's multi-classing.
I remember multi-class.
Sometimes wizards run out of spells.
I suggest, we have a random picture article from Fred's computer.
Yeah.
After the Wikipedia article.
That's good, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Want to start it now?
Sure.
For what?
There's white kids, failures of society.
I wonder where you got that picture.
Hello, Hell Restaurant.
I reserve for 300.
I need a reservation for 300.
Have you ever seen the YTMND where he's calling on the cell phone and he says...
I saw YTMND where, he says, Spartans, what is your profession? And they start singing the Wailers on the Moon song from Futurama.
Oh, wait, okay.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Have you ever seen the YTMND video for Blow the Horn of Gondor?
No.
That is amazing, and you should watch it.
Oh, or the catapult one. Please tell me you've seen that one.
I haven't seen the catapult.
You haven't seen the catapult.
What?
That's another thing we have to look at after this podcast.
Okay, we're running on an hour, so do you just want to do Max's Corner?
Well, first we have to let our guest have a chance to speak.
Okay.
Give her a couple minutes. I guess she's going to talk about porn, so, you know, this is the porn section of the podcast. Any listeners under the age of 18, except in applicable countries that have a lower age, please turn it off.
We have the explicit tag, so...
Yeah.
We're fine.
Oh, yes, and I just have one thing to say. I know you all heard me wish... Frank, Fred, or whatever you want to call him, was raped last time. Well, I found out that it was okay if it was with Edward from Phoenix Wright. So we now have the availability to make a movie. So anyone who looks like him, please call.
No, it can be
okay.
Someone who looks like him.
Frank.
It has to actually be him.
Frank. You are a failure to mankind.
He sold out. He's gay.
He sold out.
You sold out your beliefs and became gay.
No, Miles Edgeworth, it's not a gay thing. It's not a gay thing.
Yeah, I know it's not a gay thing. It's just
it's
like
you're willing to be the bottom, not even the top. You accept being
the
bottom.
But I mean, it's like people who say they'll only be gay with Denzel.
Yeah.
Or they'll only be gay with Vin Diesel.
It's not going to happen.
I'm definitely up for that. I mean, I think that's amazing. And if any of you guys would like to do that, that would be awesome.
And also, I had a little John Romero phase.
Wow.
He created Doom, but
wow.
Penny Arcade guys understand.
And he's laughing into his shirt.
What?
You have a man crush on John Romero and Doom.
Yes. I was inspired by the Penny Arcade guys.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, as long as it's not Bruce Campbell,
dude,
you're okay.
Dude, he has that long hair that just, you know, it wraps around.
Oh my god.
That makes him feel safe.
You know, would you be gay with Kane?
No.
Why not? Kane is like the most awesome villain ever.
Wait, which Kane are we talking
Kane
about?
Kane from Command and Conquer, of course. The Brotherhood of Nod.
No. I don't...
In general,
I am
the future.
Joseph D. Kukan portrays that character very well.
Yes, I do like that. I like the cheesy live-action cutscenes.
They're not that cheesy. I thought the Red Alert one's actually pretty good.
But they're cheesy in a good way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Way.
Yes.
They can be.
It's not like Spider-Man 3 where they had Spider-Man jumping out in front of the American flag.
Oh, did you hear... They actually are considering buying a movie rights to Command & Conquer.
I heard about that.
I want to see a Command & Conquer movie.
That would be very cool.
With Joseph D. Kukan in
Will
Star Wars.
Will Billy D. Williams be in it?
I want them to bring back James Earl Jones.
Okay, so do you guys want to do your section now?
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Huh. Well, this is guest person Astaria again. And this week, what my friend Disco Boy and I did was look up very strange porn pairings. And this week, the strange porn pairing was Inuyasha and Shippo. Despite just, what I thought, no. I didn't think anyone could possibly like that.
Rule 34.
Yes, as Frank said, rule 34, if it exists, you will find it on the internets. And we did indeed find Inuyasha Shippo porn at Adult Fan Fiction. Very awesome, several stories.
Sucks.
And in fact, we wrote a drabble about it. I'm going to say the couplet for you now. It contains one bad word. It's the A word.
Go ahead. We're ready.
How did I get myself into this mess? Shippo thought. He sweated profusely as Inuyasha moved in and out of his ass.
No.
You should have let me win the game of old maid. Inuyasha grinned wolfishly.
No.
Maybe next time I will, said Shippo. So long as you give me your ice cream portion.
That ruined old maid.
The end.
Oh, God.
I also ruined his computer. I went on Pixie Stick, so his computer is now Yoyville.
Cool.
Ryan, are you scarred for life
that's
from
horrible.
The Shippo couplet?
What type of lonely nerd wrote that?
I did.
You did?
I wrote the Inuyasha Shippo couplet. Yes.
Hey, Max, do your corner.
Okay, we're going into Max's corner.
Back to back, oh boy.
Okay, now. Welcome to Max's Corner, where we discuss shit that can't go anywhere else on the podcast because Frank's an asshole.
Woo!
Welcome to Max's Corner. This is Mark speaking to you, along with Ren and Astaria. So, what do you guys want to talk about today? Other than Yaoi, because we already had a porn section.
Other than Yaoi?
Or we can just talk about Yaoi. That one's
they're kind of a one-trick pony when it comes
this
to
is not one
I
trick
am
pony.
Not a one-trick pony. That's terrible to say.
There are many tricks with Yaoi.
Okay, you know what? Since you said... Well, I'm going to bring Ryan onto this, too, because he said that he did want to talk about it. Let's talk about Yuri for a minute.
I have no idea. I found it by accident when I was on 4chan.
We do not believe for a minute that you finding Yuri was an accident.
On the random thread it was.
Yeah.
On the random thread it was.
Well, how do you find free hentai on the internet?
Go to 4chan.com.
And you can find...
And then you'll find all types of fucked up shit.
e-hentai.org.
No, go to 4chan.org.
Anyone else have any suggestions for where I can find free hentai?
e-hentai.org.
I recommend that you don't click on that, because I made the horrible mistake of clicking on alternative by accident just to see what it was.
God.
I don't even want to begin to describe what I saw, but I had to turn the computer off right away.
Is it like the girl having sex with the pig aliens and
In any case, it's e-hentai.org.
That's
also
what I get for being curious.
There's also PornoTube.
Pornotube,
and
I should really be making
TNA
a note
Flix.
Of this.
TNA Flix is really good.
What has a lot of Yaoi in it?
Yaoi?
I have some great stuff.
Yaoi
for you
is hard
to
come by on trackers.
4chan.org has a Yaoi board.
4chan? 4chan has
everything. Yeah, but you wouldn't let me click on it. Well, I tainted your computer anyway, so there.
Okay, you guys have 2 seconds.
Yaoi!
Woo!
I love tentacles.
Well, I haven't thought of next week's theme, so it'll be a surprise.
Okay, seriously, because we didn't get to mention it, there's a big stereotype out there with Yuri that pretty much every woman in there have amazingly gravity-defying breasts that just don't
they
work
don't.
Out.
They don't, no. Some of them are, like, you know, kind of flat, actually.
I'm talking about stereotype Yuri hentai. And
stereotype
true.
Yuri hentai? You mean where their boobs are always, like, bouncy all the way up
like
here,
this.
Even though they're, like, as big as melons? That doesn't happen for real, I assure
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we've said that about Yuri, so we can go on out.
Good night, and good luck.
Woo!
Wait, we have to tell them... Never mind.
Tell them what?
What's going to be our theme next week? We
you just
don't
said
know.
A surprise.
It's a surprise.
But we always have to tell them.
We're not telling them this time. It's a surprise.
I think it should be cakes.
How about March of the Penguins?
No.
Cakes? No.
Like sweets. We'd all have to have sweet names. Like Ryan could be cherry pie. And you could be chocolate covered twinkie.
I already said goodnight and good luck.
Why do I feel like things are gonna be turning dirty?
Now over.
Cut.